an online group's plans to organise a straight counterpart to Boston's annual LGBTQ Pride Parade has been met with criticism. Members of the organisation, which calls itself Super Happy Fun America, say they want to celebrate being heterosexual. They state on their website, straight people are an oppressed majority. We will fight for the rights of straights everywhere to express pride in themselves without fear of judgment and hate. The day will come when straights will finally be included as equals among all other orientations. The commentators Fionnuala Meredith and David McNary with us today. Fionnuala, good morning.
Morning, Stephen.
Morning. David, you think this is a good idea. Good morning. Tell us why.
Stephen, I wonder, just allow me, first thing is that what's taking place in Normandy today reminds us of what was fought for 75 years ago, which allows a discussion like this to take place. And I think that's very, very important, that we're in a free democracy. I also wanted to just say that I understand and I agree with much of the sentiments from the people in Boston, but I understand that some of them may have a track record for far-right extreme views, and I just don't associate with those kind of views. This is a question that you're asking me, and I can see the point with some people, and I'll use the word fed up, and they're fed up with watching gay pride activities, in this case, in Boston, going on for a month. They could trigger a reaction on the issue by tapping into what I think is a common view, certainly here in Northern Ireland, that people really are fed up with some of the presentations of LGBT in these pride parades. What these people are saying is, we're straight and we're proud to be straight, and look at us, we're not gay. And what a position we've come to in our in lives and our society when by being straight, and I'll use the word as cautiously as I can, being straight to me is being normal. And I think that what we
is there any inference there that being from within the LGBT community means you're not normal?
No, there's no inference in that at all. But I see in-your-face supremacy attitude of some of these people in the gay pride performance parade. It irritates people. When you don't support them, you're made out to be an enemy, which is, I think, what they're saying in Boston. It's a fight that some people have chosen to make in an aggressive fashion. Many people who aren't gay aren't interested in the challenge. We're not here in Northern Ireland going to make a big difference in that sense. But I do see the point where people are saying, I've had enough of this. What's so special about being gay?
And do you think there should be the likes of these straight pride marches in Northern Ireland?
I'm concerned that people would be provoked into a clash. Maybe the message is to gay pride people, look, would you wind down? Okay, so you're gay, but it's not so special to others like me. Would I want to see a straight parade? I'm actually uncomfortable with that word straight. I don't know where it's come from, a straight pride alternative. I support the right for them to stand up for what they believe in and to make a statement, I'm not gay, and I'm fed up with what's going on with people.
What are you fed up about?
Pardon?
What are you fed up about?
Well, I think we have a very, very high level of tolerance here in Northern Ireland. I've only seen the camera shots of some of the people and how their behaviour is in these gay pride marches, and it is almost as if to say they're special, and we want you to move over.
It's only one day a year, David.
Yeah, I know. And what I'm saying is, I don't need to move over anywhere.
Okay, Fionnuala.
If you want to be gay in Northern Ireland, you be gay in Northern Ireland. I'm not going to be out watching you.
My jaw is just hitting the floor here. I mean, for a start, right, David, if you say that being straight is normal, the word you use, then the clear implication is that being gay is not normal.
Well, hold on, Fiona. I didn't say that. Hold on, Fiona. I didn't say that being straight is normal.
You did.
You did.
I just heard you say it.
No, no. I didn't use the word straight and normal together. What I was saying is that's how they feel.
Okay.
Well, you definitely used the word normal, and it made me feel very uncomfortable. You've also said that we have a very high level of tolerance in Northern Ireland. Do you live in the same country as me? I think you have no idea.
Hold on, David. Now, let's let Fiona... David, let's let Fiona speak and then you can. David, stop. You spoke for quite a few minutes. Let Fiona have a chance.
You said that we have a very high level of tolerance in Northern Ireland. I mean, I can't imagine what that sounds like to LGBTQ people who are listening to this programme, who have had to endure decades upon decades of oppression in this country. I think it's profoundly offensive to say that. I think it's profoundly ignorant. Now, just to continue with this issue of the Straight Pride Parade, I honestly thought that was a spiff when I heard about it. I thought, seriously? I
mean, why not?
Well, why have it? Why is it necessary? It's a joke that this kind of right-wing group of straight men in America consider themselves victims. Right, let's just be very clear about this. Straight people don't get kicked out of their family home for being straight. They don't get abused in the street for being straight. They don't get told they're going to burn in hell for being straight. There's no country in the world where you can be executed for being straight. So let's get real and talk about what this is actually about.
They call themselves the oppressed majority.
Well, what does that even mean? How are they oppressed for being straight? That just doesn't make sense to me. I think it's like a bad joke. Honestly, I mean, we should be laughing about it, really. It's farcical.
Go on, David.
I don't identify Fionnuala with oppression. That's a very, very vivid description of what's going on.
You don't think gay people have been oppressed?
I don't think gay people have been oppressed. I don't see that. I don't see that there is an oppression against gay people, and I certainly wouldn't be a part of it if there was. Insofar as, and you said, you know, about straight, you tell me what straight is.
Well, I assume we're talking about heterosexual people.
And?
Well, and nothing. That's who we're talking about.
And what does the term straight mean? Because if you're not straight, the crudeness of it is you're bent. And there's nobody suggesting that there's anybody bent in this. So what does straight mean?
We're talking the term straight, as I think you very well know, David. I'm not sure where you're going with it. The term straight means heterosexual. And I don't understand what your point is about bent. It sounds weird and kind of disturbing to me.
So it's okay then for heterosexual people to come together and say, let us have a parade commemorate, to say we're heterosexual.
What?
That's okay, is it?
Well, they can have it if they want. I'm not into banning things, but I think it's utterly stupid and contemptible.
Well, I'm not too sure, where you are going with this and what your argument is.
Well, no, I think it's very clear what my argument is. We're talking about an extraordinary history of oppression, and yes, I will use that word oppression against gay people around the world. I already spelled it all out to you, David. I don't know why you don't understand it. And I mean, it seems pretty obvious and clear, and it is factual that gay people have endured extraordinary oppression. So the nonsense of some kind of straight pride parade, I think, is profoundly offensive.
Here's Jared in Belfast, 0330 80 55 55. If there were to be a straight parade march in Belfast, would you go to it? Would you support it? If there can be gay pride, why can't there be straight pride? Obviously, Fionnuala Meredith is arguing quite strongly this morning that is a nonsense. Straight people are not oppressed. Jared, morning to you. What do you
think?
Good
morning to everybody and commentators. Just like to say that, you know, I agree with both points, and the arguments are sort of, some of them are valid and some of them are a bit off. The language worries me. I don't like to be called straight. I don't even know what that means. you know.
I don't understand anybody that doesn't know what it means. Of course you know what it means.
Language is important. Because the opposite of straight is something out of whack or bent, all right? So we have to be really careful about that. And it is important because we're talking about the D-Day landing and the person behind the whole war, and that was Hitler. I don't think he killed the person, but his language is very, very, very good, and he managed to manipulate many, many, many people. And he managed to turn a lot of people by language. And if we're not careful about the language we're using, we're walking into dangerous territories. And I think it's really, really dangerous. And I think the idea of oppression is another word that we need to be careful of. Heterosexual people, I can go into any bar in town, right? Any bar. And I won't be harassed. Never have been. I've never had and I can go up to someone and I can chat to them. But if I was gay or if I was homosexual and I went in, I would have a problem. And people were murdered and killed. Sorry, killed and murdered, same basic thing. And arrested for that sexual practice. And I just think that you have to be really careful. And everybody says that and they're an oppressed majority. It just sounds like people are really, really worried about their own insecurities about where they're at. I feel very secure. I know that I like women. I don't mind if two men or women want to do. I don't watch Pride, gay Pride. I have no care for it. Because you're gay doesn't mean it's not okay. Do you know what I mean? It's fine. And I just don't understand why you have people like this or even giving it our time whenever you had the likes of the historic D-Day landings. I think that's much more important because we need to know why people fought for what it is. We know many, many people died, but why? The language that was used by the likes of Hitler and Mussolini and people like that there brought people to the point where they were in war, constant war, loads of more death than we can even count in the First and Second World War. And these things, yet again, are being brought into discussions, I guess.
Jared, thank you. Daniel Barkley is usually on to talk to us about animal rights, but he's called us this morning. Morning, Daniel.
Hi, Stephen.
Go ahead, Daniel.
David, a few minutes ago there, said that he's not, he doesn't believe that there's oppression of homosexuals in Northern Ireland. And he wouldn't be a party to it if there was. I wanted to just highlight the obvious marriage equality issue, which is definitely oppression because a certain demographic is being denied an opportunity that's afforded the other people. And then obviously by his own words, I expected he would vote for the marriage equality bill.
That's for you, David.
Look, I'm a retired politician now, okay, but my experience of being an MLA for 13 years is, hold on, we have a problem. We have a problem with legislative parity. And I think it would help to know the public's opinion on same-sex marriage because the politicians aren't able to deal with this, Stephen. I would call for a plebiscite with all the other deal-breakers that our politicians have fallen out over. And I think we probably do need the public's help to say one way or the other, this is what we believe in insofar as what your caller's saying about same-sex marriage. So let's sort it out if we can. Let's do it a democratic way. I'll accept the will of the people.
Obviously, you're saying that that's not oppression. Or else then you're taking back what you previously said and think there's oppression?
I'm not
and would you be voting for it, given that it is oppression?
Oppression is a desperately emotive word. Society over the years that this has come to the fore, shall we say, in what I have been doing, right? And I'm not going to... Well, I will. The cliche is, and I'll use it, I have friends who are gay. They are my friends. And I respect them as friends. And in all the time that we've grown up together, I've never thought of them as anything else other than friends.
Would you go to their wedding?
Pardon?
Would you go to their wedding?
No, I wouldn't.
So, why is that? Do you not believe that
they're not asking me to go to
because if you don't, then you do believe in oppression, and you are a party.
Why, David? Why, David?
But if oppression is as if there is something oppression that there's something going on in Northern Ireland where gay people are oppressed.
But David, can I just
being kept down?
Hold on a second, please.
Kept away from opportunities that you yourself have that I have.
Hello. Hello. Hold on. Could I
I'm not here defending the world.
David, it's Stephen. Hello. Hello. David.
Yes.
If one of your friends, one of your gay friends, invited you to their wedding, why would you not go?
Well, if they invited me to a wedding under the laws that pertain today, I would go.
No, if they invited you to their wedding where two gay people were getting married, let's say in England, why would you not go?
Well, in terms of a church wedding,
yes,
is where you're wanting to take me. Okay?
Yes.
My church do not believe, it's on the news this morning, about a facile row that's going on with Queen's University, but we can see where the Liberal Lilywhites are coming from and all these things. As far as I'm concerned, my faith and my church and my beliefs in that do not allow me to go to a church wedding. My friends would accept that.
No, I was a church wedding, David.
Pardon?
That was you put that in there, and that's the problem with this issue.
But there's no
people
row.
People just automatically throw church at the word wedding and
no
think
row
it doesn't always fly.
There's no division between us. We will remain friends. You are trying to make division. You're trying to create division. You're trying to make out, what do you call us, straight people?
No, I'm making out that you are part of
the enemy. You're trying to make out
willingly so.
That we're the enemy, and we're not.
There's no enemy. I'm straight as well. But you're saying that you're not party to the oppression, while then your words to me there actually say the opposite. You are in favour of oppression.
Hold on. Let's let Daniel speak. Hold on.
I'm not accepting the word oppression.
Well, oppression just means keeping people down. You're denying people opportunities, or you're supporting the denying of those opportunities.
It was 1982 before being gay was decriminalised. Having gay sex was decriminalised. That's living memory for gay people in Northern Ireland. I guess some people who were born and adults during that era might have felt it was oppressive.
Well, can I give you a very clear example of oppression here? I mean, the question of the Presbyterian Church has now been raised. And that's another thing. Straight people don't have religions treating them as second-class citizens for being straight. Whereas the Presbyterian Church, you can't be a full member of it now, and your children can't be baptised if you're gay. I mean, that's a clear-cut example of oppression within that church.
It's a clear-cut example of a church having the right to interpret their religion as they feel fit to do so.
Certainly they have the right to do whatever they want
without being called oppression.
I have the right to interpret that as oppression, and I think many, many, many people do, including the people who are leaving that church because they don't want to be part of a church that would do that to their fellow human being.
Now, Frieda's a big supporter of David McNary's view on this. Morning, Frieda.
Good morning, Stephen. Yes, I do support David very much in this because I go every year and give Pride Day to Belfast with some of my friends to give out Christian leaflets. And I do not go as against the people themselves, but rather against the practice of homosexuality, to tell them that in God's word it says it is not natural and he forbids it. And I don't go with any abuse, but I have been on the other end of abuse from gay people. I have had all sorts of terrible remarks, which I really don't take on board because I just see that as well. They don't agree with what I'm saying, but basically what I'm trying to say to them, I'm not against you as a person, but there is a God in heaven who says that the lifestyle that you're leading is unnatural, and we're just saying we would like to point those people in the right direction, that to live a life honouring to God is more important than anything else, and that marriage is for man and for woman.
Frieda, what about live and let live? Why don't you just decide you do what you want to do and let other people do what they want to do?
Well, dear, I would ask you, what about God in heaven?
Yeah, but that's for you.
People forget there is a God in heaven. He has given his laws. He says in his word that there will be no effeminate people or abusers of mankind. There'll be none. None of them will inherit the kingdom of God.
Frida, you're entitled to all of that. You can believe
but
whatever
I'm
you want.
God's word.
I'm speaking God's word.
No, Frida, have a listen to Fionnuala. Have a listen.
Frida, okay.
Frida, you're speaking your word now on the radio, what you believe, and you're totally entitled to believe whatever you want. But why don't you just get on with believing that and not try to visit it on people who have very different views and trying to get them to change their ways, which you consider so terrible?
She's spreading the gospel.
Well, you see, I read in the Bible that as a Christian person, that is the great commission that I'm given, to go out and to preach the gospel to every creature. And that's what I will do as long as I live and able to do it. I am not against anyone, I'm not against any person. I don't condemn them. I just say they need Jesus Christ and their lives. It's the only way to get to heaven, and it is a better lifestyle. Repent of your sins and be ye saved, because Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
Frieda, thank you.
No Jerry man and... will come unto me, but...
Thank you, Frieda. Here's Jerry and Derry. Morning, Jerry.
I would like to say that woman, judge not, and I shall not be judged. I think that's the word of God as well. But we're not getting under God, and we're not getting under religion. But I will say to David that the politicians can sort it out, and indeed the majority of parties in the sitting, Stormont, when it was sitting, were in favour of gay marriage, and it was one single party that used the concern...
Petition of concern, you mean?
..to block it.
No, not one. No,
the democracy in this part of our country, because the country consists of 32, David, not the wee six. The six is not a country, it's a region. And the majority of parties in this region voted for gay marriage. The DUP blocked it with a petition of concern, anti-democratic.
Well, I suppose you would never take on board, Jerry, that this poor little unionist here, he's been oppressed for so, so long. Really, my views are oppressed by so long by those wee small 26 that you talk about. But I've had
they're not the wee small 26, David.
I had to tolerate it. And let me just point out that it doesn't just fall to the DUP. I actually voted with the DUP, as did many other unionists, on that vote.
On a petition of concern to block the majority view.
Pardon?
On a petition of concern to block the majority opinion.
There was an assembly majority in 2015, and the DUP used the petition of concern to block gay marriage in Northern Ireland. Here's Tony in Drumquin. Morning, Tony.
Stephen, just one quick question. Stephen, I've been listening. LGBT people, are they not God's creation, same as me and everybody else? But who created them?
And what's your point?
That's all I want to ask. You know, particularly if Frieda could answer that for me, please.
Well, Frieda's away now.
Oh, sorry.
Frieda's...
I'd just like to know, you know, God created me, and he created all... You know, he created the members of the LGBT.
Would you go on this straight pride march, Tony?
I would have no problem. I'm a heterosexual, but I have no problem at all. I would support them, yes. I feel...
But would you go on the straight pride march? I'm not saying gay pride. Would you go on the straight pride march? That's why we're doing this story this morning. It's been suggested in Boston, often these things then travel around the world, that because they feel like they're an oppressed majority, that's how they've described themselves, that there's a gay pride march, so they're going to go on a straight pride march.
Straight
celebrate
pride.
Their heterosexuality.
Straight people think they're being oppressed?
Yes.
I can't understand that. I'm heterosexual, I'm straight, I'm way oppressed. I can't understand how are they oppressed.
Would you go on the parade?
I would go... no, sorry, I misunderstood the question. I thought I was asked, would I go on an LGBT parade?
Oh, so you wouldn't go on a straight parade. You wouldn't actually go on the things that and support things that you believe in.
I would, yes, I would have no problem with it, but I have no need to go on it because I'm not being oppressed as a straight person, as a heterosexual person. I'm free and allowed to go about my business as I see. But as long as I keep within the rules and guides and I don't interfere with other people.
In what way do you think you're oppressed, David?
I actually don't think I'm oppressed. I'm very confident in my own skin. What I'm saying is, and I'm participating in the conversation, Stephen, is that what's going on in Boston, first of all, I can't understand for the life of me how they're going to have, I think it's a whole month of gay rights parade marches and demonstrations. A whole month. I mean, as you rightly said, we only have a day off it. I don't think I'm oppressed at all. I'm just saying that where there are rights, there are rights.
Okay.
And I believe that these folk have the right to stand up and say I hate the word straight, but to stand up and say, I'm straight, look at me, I'm nothing special.
Okay, final word to you, Fionnuala.
I just think it's a joke. It's an absolute joke to have a straight pride parade. It's a farce. It's laughable. It's contemptible.
Fionnuala Meredith, David McNary, thank you.